The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Let the Noah script to send to people you've never talked to about the business, okay? Very, very fine. And by the way, I typically am suggesting to people to, I actually prefer people leading with the product, but actually not right now. Because I think that, so you're weighing, one myth right now, one misconception is that people are only spending money on essentials, and that's not what we're seeing. Now, as we move forward, I mean, if this thing goes into months, then you'll probably see that, but that's actually not what we're seeing right now. Book sales are way up, information selling is way up, network marketing is actually way up just from last month as a whole. Stuart Johnson put out a survey he did with 500 company owners, and so that's, you know, there's a lot of things actually up. Obviously, there's some things not, but we won't get into that. And so I believe because there is a percentage, and I don't think it's a huge percentage, but there is a percentage of people that are really, you know, watching, you know, their dollars right now. For a lot of people that hasn't, you know, that hasn't hit and may, and hopefully never hits. But there's so many people, there's so many more people right now looking to help their financial situation that I actually would be leading with business right now, me personally. And obviously if that goes against your company, then, you know, don't listen to me. So if I'm, and this is, by the way, crisis mode, right? Hold on, let me learn how to correctly draw an R. So crisis mode, part one, this is the crisis mode part one, which I would use in any kind of reach out you're doing right now, okay? So if you're reaching out to people you know, people you don't know, if you're following up with people, if you're, just doesn't matter. I would use this in any kind of prospecting. So this is kind of one of those rare times, actually, where you have a piece of a script that is applicable in all prospecting scenarios, all right? And so you, the elephant in the room, is clearly the crisis. And so if you're prospecting people and you're not even mentioning it, hey, are you looking to boost your immune system? Are you looking to build a business from home? And you're not even mentioning the crisis, it's a little strange. It's a little weird. People are like, like something's going on right now, right? So you have to address the elephant in the room. And this is a good rule in sales, period. Is you all, if there's an elephant in the room, let me give you another example. So if you, outside of this crisis, if you ever reach out to someone that you haven't talked to in a really long time, well, the elephant in the room is, what do you want? Why are you reaching out to me? So a mistake is if you reach out to someone you haven't talked to in 10 years and you're like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, good, and you? Just great. Hope you're doing well. It's like, what do you want? What's up? And so like, talk to me here. Like, how may I help you? Like, they have to spell it out for you because the elephant in the room is, why are you reaching out to me after all this time? So that's an example of an elephant in the room. Elephant in the room right now is the crisis. So if you're not saying something about the crisis right now, then you're, you know, it's odd. It's strange. And so what I do not suggest, and I've taught our rank makers this, I've been teaching everybody this, what I would not be doing is reaching out to them and saying, hey, man, hey, how's the crisis affected you, bro? Hey, how's it going over there? Because that takes you down a path that's actually hard to navigate. It takes you down a path of how are you going to handle this communication? So let's say you reach out to me and say, hey man, how's the crisis affected you? And I say, well, I lost my job, I'm dead broke, the kids are hungry, and I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. And you? How do you respond to that? Like the one guy, well, I got a solution, right? Wow, thanks, bud. And so it takes you down a path that's difficult to navigate. And so instead of that, it's the bringing up the crisis, but without going into an area that's tough to navigate. And so my suggestion around this would be, because of what's going on, I'm focused and productive in my home-based business. That's part one. And then you roll into whatever category you're doing. Okay? So, and I'll just go ahead. Let's just have some fun with this. Let's really expand. Because I think, look at this, right? Did I drink before this? I promise I didn't. Okay. So let's have some fun with this. So let's do new. Let's do let's not define it as new, because that's too that's actually too vague. All right. So let's say cold. So that's people you don't know. So cold first reach out. Okay. You probably can't read that, but just get the gist. All right. So cold first reach out. Okay. Warm first reach out. And then so let's just do these three. Because I promise my wife, because I've done 30 Zooms from Monday to Thursday. So I barely have seen my wife all week. So I did promise her that I would do some cool stuff with her today. You know, I won't go too long on here. All right, so cold, people you don't know, first reach out. So I would do part one. Part one would cover all three. I would be using part one across all three. And I know right now there are 11 people that are going to say, what's part one? You may have to, I'm not gonna keep repeating it, but I will repeat it a couple more times. So just pay attention, like my friend Matt used to say, pay attention. And someone just asked about voice messages. So voice messages from, so I'll just tell you how busy people think. And I've yet to meet a busy person that didn't think this way. So as a busy person, I'm busy. Voice messages from people I don't know is the bane of my existence. I don't know. Now, if they're a friend, voice message it up, right? I want to hear your voice. Totally cool. If they're a client, totally cool. Voice messages from people I don't know, if I could send a digital hammer to smack their hand, pap, like not really hard. Like I don't want to like destroy their hand and make it unusable the rest of their life, but I want them to remember, pap, to not do that again. Because I can read 25 messages faster than I can listen to your 59-second voice message, okay? Just trying to help you out, all right? And so the assumption of that they just got all the time in the world and you're entitled to their time, that's the problem. Now, if they respond to you in a voice message, oh, maybe they like voice messages. Let me, that's how I do voice messages. Right? And so if they respond to you with voice message in this cold scenario, voice message it up. But I love it that people will say to me, oh, it's just so easy to do voice message. Yeah, easy for you. Easy for you. And I'm going to send you a digital hammer, just pap, right? Just, maybe just the pinky, right? Just like bruise the pinky right here, maybe chip a nail, right? Like there needs to be some ramifications for people that send too many voice messages when they don't know the other person appreciates voice messages. And so I would not do it. See, communication and being better at sales is not understanding how you like to talk. Well, I like to talk this way. It's understanding how they like to listen and reading much faster, much faster. Okay, so there you go. All right, so that's my thoughts on voice messages. Here we go. And so if I'm doing part one, am I asking them, hey bro, how you doing with the crisis, man? I hope you're well, all right? No, I'm not doing that because that takes me down a path that is tough to navigate, right? And so instead, I'm gonna say, because of what's going on, I'm focused and productive in my home-based business. Now, let me break that down just for those new to the crew here. You've never been on my stuff all week because I've been saying this all week, right? Why do we say it that way? Because I want you to understand that, remember that 20%? I believe 20% of the people affected by their losing their job or laid off or whatever, I believe about 20% are seeking a solution to their financial fragility. I want to point out who that 20% is. Okay. Do you know the best waiter, the best waitress, the best bartender, the best sushi chef, the best event planner, the best hotel manager, the best flight attendant, the best personal trainer, the best gym owner? All of them are at home and being not productive. They're at home, right? And so these are high producing members of society that like to produce. See, and many of you on here like to produce. Now, 80%, I really believe 80% of the population, oh, I gotta go to work, right? They don't wanna go to work. They want the government to, you know, whip out a teat so they can suck on it, right? They're looking for a check, and they're not looking to take control of their situation. Right? And by the way, I know some people that are in tough situations, and I know I'm not making light of it, but I know people that were in really, really tough positions that took control of their life so that they didn't enter that again. Okay? And so people that were in foreclosure, like me, people that were in major debt, like me, chased by bill collectors, like me, sleeping on their buddy's couch, like me, right? There are people that were in tough positions that made tough decisions and got out of that. And then there's people that just look for someone else to solve their problems. These aren't the people you're going to bring into your organization. It's just not going to happen, right? They aren't looking for a solution. They're looking for a handout. They're looking for, you know, how come, whatever. I won't go there. So 20%. And these are high producing people in society. These are people that are absolutely incredible at their job. They're the best waiter, the best waitress. They come to your table, hey, how you doing? Hey, oh wow, you got a new haircut, Judy? Woo-wee, right? Personality, charisma, talent. I will tell you though, most of them don't know who Napoleon Hill is. Most of them don't know who Jim Rohn is. Most of them do not plug into self-development podcasts. They're just good at their job. They go to the job, they go home. That's majority of them. So most of them not prepared for this. They're not prepared for what's going on, all right? And so that's why I like part one. I'm focused and productive in my home-based business. Guess what they wanna be? They wanna get back to being focused and productive. And you just dropped a little seed that you're focused and productive. They would like to be focused and productive. So it's actually very persuasive. Now for this crowd, it's not. But there's nothing I can give you to persuade this crowd. Okay, they're looking for a handout. Unless you're giving away something free, they'll take your samples. They're like, you giving out samples? Oh, well, nah, forget it, right? They'll take your samples, not do anything with it, not join or anything, but anyway. So for cold, I'm gonna do part one. Because of what's going on, I'm focused and productive in my home-based business. Now listen, I know it's gonna have the three things. Right now, we are at an unprecedented four things. There's four total things that a cold prospect on social media, okay? There are four things that a cold prospect on social media is wondering when you reach out to them. One, are you going to address the elephant in the room? Part one does, okay? Two, do I know you? Okay? This is the standard three parts. Those of you who've been following my you know, scripts and everything, right? And so, do I know you? What do you want? Why did you specifically reach out to me? So, are you going to talk about the crisis and address the elephant in the room? Do I know you? What is it you want? And why did you specifically message me? That's the four things that every cold prospect is wondering. And you know why I know that? Because you do. If someone reaches out to you that you don't know and says, hello there, hi, hello, you're like, do I know you? What do you want? Why are you reaching out to me? Okay. And so what I am not suggesting, because it's even slimier now, I do not suggest you attempt to build rapport. I know, it's crazy, right? Nuts! I don't suggest it because it's even slimier than it is now. Now, building rapport, as a concept, not slimy. It's not slimy. If you're at a cocktail party, right? If you're at a, I throw back, to the days when there was networking meetings, right? So once, when I was younger, we used to have networking meetings and you would actually go and meet people and you would shake hands. It was crazy. You had these things, business cards, right? It was nuts. And so you're face to face with someone, build rapport. Hey, what is it that you do? How long you been doing that? That's awesome. What do you do for fun around here? Ah, awesome. See, that translates offline. Online, with a cold market person, it's awkward. It's odd. And so if someone reaches out to me and says that I don't know, because remember, this is cold. Someone reaches out to me that I don't know and says, hey, Ray, you have a beautiful family. I'm like, thank you. Thanks. Man, you must work out. Yep. Yes, I do. What do you want? Why are you reaching out to me? Do we know each other? Have I met you somewhere? Am I losing my mind? Do we know each other? What do you want? Why me? Now, the interesting thing, the fun thing is after you address those three things, once you tick the boxes of, okay, I don't know. They're trying to build a business. Okay. Because I'm a realtor. Okay. Got it. After you address the three things, right now the four things, crisis, three things, you can actually, strangely, build rapport because you've gotten the tension out of the conversation. You've gotten the tension out. They're now not sitting there wondering, yeah, yep, I baked that pie. Sure did. Yes, it's blueberry. Yeah, thank you. Yes, my daughter, she's definitely beautiful. Yes, it's a Himalayan cat. What the hell do you want? That's what they want to say to you. And that's what you want to say when a cold market person reaches out to you. And so let's just use our heads here. And I know that it sounds wonderful. Just build rapport, guys. They got to know, like, and trust you. Just build rapport. Like, it's relationships. It's about relationships. Nonsense! Nonsense! When they're cold, it's just nonsense. It's nonsense. Address their concerns. Address their questions. Then build rapport from there. If you want to, become friends, become friends. Nothing wrong with it. And so in this crisis time, if I'm reaching out to a cold market person, and we got to speed this up. I promised my wife. She's like, don't take forever. No, she didn't say that. She's actually amazingly supportive. So I joke. So cold market, I'm going to say, with what's going on, I'm super focused and productive in my home-based business. Listen, I know we don't know each other. I see that you are a chiropractor. We being company. And by the way, chiropractor, an example. You need to know of examples of occupations in your network marketing business, whether it's your team or not. Okay? And so don't say something, we work with a lot of brain surgeons. If you aren't aware of any brain surgeons that are in your company, that's odd. We work with a lot of candlestick makers, right? If you aren't aware of any candlestick makers, don't say it. All you got to be aware of is be aware of one realtor or one chiropractor, or one waiter, waitress, one bartender, one, you know, personal trainer, one whatever, right? So you got to be aware of one at least. And you don't even have to say, I work with a lot of real estate agents. You can say we. So they may not even be in your team. They may be totally cross-line, whatever, right? And so I'm going to say this. Now, in non-crisis mode, I actually prefer location. Hey, I see you're in Topeka, Kansas. I'm looking to expand in that area, right? I actually prefer location outside of the crisis, but because we're quarantined and we can't go anywhere and our kids are beating the hell out of us with toys, I'm not going to use location because right now it kind of doesn't make sense. Hey, I see you're in Austin, Texas. Oh, you're going to travel here? No. No, I'm not. Just saying, Austin, I like it, I guess. At some point I will. Right? It doesn't make sense. So I normally would say use location. I would actually use occupation. Now, right now, six people, they're coming. I feel it. Six people are saying, what if you can't find their location? Or what if you can't find their occupation? Well, you could use something else or go to people that you are able to uncover without hiring a private investigator. You're able to uncover their occupation. It'd be, there you go. So don't overthink this thing. So, all right, here we go. So because of what's going on, I'm focused on productive in my home-based business. Listen, I know we don't know each other. I see that you're a chiropractor. We actually work with a lot of chiropractors. I'm curious if you'd be open to taking a look at how we're making money online. And if not, no worries. That's what I'm going to say. Now, in this, whatever you want to call it, silo, I'm not going to ask for referrals. I'm not going to do a deflection. And we'll talk about that here in a second, but that's what I'm going to say. Are you open to take it? Are you open not to joining, not to buying? Are you open to taking a look at what we're doing? And if not, no big deal. Now, those of you that are, you gotta know, like, and trust you, and you gotta build rapport, right? Those of you that have fallen under the demise of thinking you have to build rapport with everyone, you may hear that and think, that's kind of direct, Higdon. That's kind of direct. Oh, I don't know about that. Well, let's actually break it down. I'm saying, are you open to taking a look? And if not, no big deal. Is that really that direct? Now, if I said, hey, you got a credit card? I can get you in today. That would be direct. Okay. If a guy walks up to the girl at the hotel bar and says, I got a room upstairs. That's direct. That is direct. You're basically asking, hey, can I buy you a drink? Are you with anyone? That's kind of what you're doing here. Are you open to taking a look? Okay? You're not asking to go to the room. You're saying, are you open to taking a look? Can I get you a drink? Can we have a chit-chat? Okay? Are you open to taking a look? And if you're not, no big deal. No big deal. And so, Bill, I would highly suggest that you don't... By the way, this, my scripts, not designed to wreck homes. My scripts are not designed to steal other network marketers. Right? I'm not a fan. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. It always cracks me up, people that prospect other network marketers and get them into their organization. and then someone does the same thing to them. That's no fair. Well, you did it to someone else just a few months ago. Live by the sword, die by the sword. So, you have never in your life had more people that are not in network marketing that are interested in network marketing, okay? You've never in your life had more people interested in a home business, a way to make money from home that is not in network marketing than right now. So I would not, by the way, if you send this to someone who's been, they've fallen under the demise of believing you have to build rapport, they're gonna say, huh! Look at this doom doom. Here, what a goofball. So this guy, he said, look at this, man. Look, he says, am I open and taking a look? Huh, get to know me first, huh? Jeez, cheese Louise. And the funny thing is, a lot of those people have zero results. But they just have bought into the baloney that you gotta build their bar, right? So let me just run a scenario by it. What if they say no? Oh no, 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 I don't know, right? And guess what? They will. Some will. There is no script that's like 100% yes. Every single person will move forward. It'll be amazing, okay? And if anyone preaches that to you, run the other way, because it doesn't exist. There is no bulletproof script that's 100% people saying yes, okay? Not. Now, this is designed to, if they're not a network marketer, if they're not a network marketer, this is not going to offend them. Just letting you know. Not going to offend them, okay? And so, what if they say no? What if they say, no thanks? No. You can build rapport after. Here's how that looks. So I say, let's just go through it one more time. Because of what's going on, I'm productive and focused in my home-based business. Listen, I know we don't know each other. I see that you're a real estate agent. We actually happen to work with a lot of real estate agents. And I'm curious, would you be open and take a look at what it is that I'm doing to make extra money right now? And if not, no big deal. No, no thanks. You know, I'm really hopeful that the market's going to get better. And I'm really focused on real estate. Oh, that's cool. How long have you been in real estate? See, now that you've answered those three, now four questions that they have in their mind with any cold market person that reaches out to them, you'll actually be able to build rapport with them. And you will have, I had this happen all the time when I was building a team, had it happen all the time, where they would say no. I would ask them, oh, totally understand, totally cool. Hey, what kind of real estate do you do? Like I would ask them some questions and be genuinely interested. And guess what? A couple weeks in, they say, hey man, you know, when we first connected, you like asked me about a business or something, and honestly, I wasn't sure what it was. Like, what was that all about? I'm like, here, well, you know, let me tell you about it. I've had that happen so many times. But when you go and try to build rapport before you answer the questions they have in their mind, especially now, a little slimy, a little shady, because at what point do you bridge the gap and actually pop the question? The longer you go, the shadier it looks. Tricky, right? So what about warm first reach out? So people you do know, all right? This I would keep very simple, very simple. And by the way, if you have a product that lends itself to, you know, the crisis and everything, be careful with it, right? Don't shove it down people's throat. No one needs, I know we want to think that, but don't walk around town like everyone needs your product. Because if you carry that, it comes across as desperate and it comes across as money hungry. So be careful with that energy. You can think it, everyone needs it, so say it. Just don't show up in that way. Because it doesn't come across as, aw, they really care about me purchasing their product because it's going to help me. That's not how it works. They're like, geez, they're trying to choke me out with their damn product. I don't want it. Okay? So even if someone needs it, they have to want it. So just be careful if you are leading with product, just take that into consideration. All right, so warm first reach out. Don't overthink it, but you do have to say part one. You know, hey Joe, you know, because of what's going on, you know, I'm focused and productive in my home-based business. And listen, you know, I've never actually reached out to you about this. And I don't know if you have any interest in any way, shape, or form, but I actually do have a way to make extra money from home. I don't know if you're looking for something like that. If you are, I'm happy to share it with you. And if not, no big deal. Now you can watch the replay. I'm not going to keep repeating these things 1,000 times, but is that sleazy? Is that uncaring? Is that pretty straightforward? Pretty straightforward, all right? And then lastly, this personally, I'm going to give this a little star because I think this is where you actually have the fastest possible results. And that's following up with people that told you no. Following up with people that told you no, okay? And so, and I've shared this one a couple times, but I'm gonna do part one, okay? Part one. So this is someone you reached out to in the past, probably before the crisis, I assume, and they told you, nope, no thanks, okay? And so follow up with people that said no, I'd reach out to them, I'd say part one, based, you know, because of what's going on, I'm focused and productive in my home-based business, and listen, this is gangsta. This is gangster stuff here, okay? Let me say this one more time. All right. Because of what's going on, I'm focused and productive in my home-based business. And listen, I know what I do isn't a fit for you based on what you've said in the past. Now, that is exactly what they're not expecting. They're expecting one of two things from you. When they see you in the message box or they see you calling or texting or whatever, they're expecting one of two things. Okay. One, that you're going to say, hey, probably should have started that home business, huh? Knock, knock, here's your sign, right? They're probably, they're expecting either you're going to kind of kick them while they're down. You're going to say, oh, probably should have listened to me. Right? Smug arrogance does not work. We need to eliminate that from the profession. You're put in this amazing position, but you can blow it by being smug, being arrogant, and that sort of thing. No need to kick sand at them. Let's attempt to help them. And so, or they are expecting you to assume they're open. Maybe not be smug about it, but say, hey, I wanted to reach out to you, and I feel like maybe you're now more open to a home-based business. That's insulting, actually. So I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't do that. It's insulting. It's, you know, like you're painting them with evidence you don't have. And by the way, that's my definition of spam. Spam is assuming the position of your prospect without any evidence, right? And so we'll talk about it later. But so I'm gonna say, I know what I do isn't a fit for you based on what you've said in the past. Okay? Based on what you've said in the past. They are not expecting that. That is very, it's a very interesting phrase of words. It's very persuasive, okay? And then the rest of it is, I know what I do isn't a fit for you based on what you've said in the past, but do you know anyone that may want to make some extra money? So let me say the whole script here for this one. Because of what's going on, I'm focused and productive in my home-based business. Listen, I know what I do isn't a fit for you based on what you've said in the past, but do you know anyone that may want to make some extra money from home right now? Okay? That is very persuasive. And we taught this originally on Sunday to our Rank Makers group. And I have gotten so many messages of people, one, that are just prospecting way more because it's so easy. And two, that they've actually gotten results. Now, I knew that this would get recruits. I knew it because it's a persuasive script. It should work, right? So I knew that would happen. What I didn't know would happen is that you would actually also generate a lot of referrals. And so there's two main responses to this. Now, someone that doesn't want a solution say, no, you're BS, stop bothering me. Sure, right? They're in a bad place. You know, don't beat them up. Don't chastise them or anything. Just move on. Wish them the best. The two most likely responses, number one, they correct your information and give you new information and say, you know what? I might actually be open to it now. Can you tell me a little bit more? That's your number one response that I believe you're going to get based on what I've heard and based on what I assumed would happen. But number two is there are people that aren't so affected by the crisis, but they know people that were, or that are, I should say. I really understand this. So I have a friend, I won't name him publicly, but I have a friend, he has a window washing and a pressure washing company. And, it's been inspiring. I mean, since I've known him, he's gone from, being a bartender to, building a successful business. It's been, really cool to watch. And he went from being booked all day long with different jobs, window washing, pressure washing, to nothing. Okay. Got a wife with a baby on the way. I want to help him. And so, I reached out to him. I said, hey man, is there any way you could pressure wash my dock? I'd really, appreciate it. And he's pretty eager to do that, I believe. And so, came over, pressure washed it, got some money in his hand. It was great. Like, people that are not so affected by what's going on want to help those that are. And so most referral scripts don't actually work. Most people don't generate. Like, there are some people that are just really good networkers that are really good at getting referrals, but most people aren't. And most times people don't want to give a network marketer referrals. Truth. Okay? And by the way, it's Doc. I would not have him pressure wash a dog. Doc. Boat Doc. He pressure washed my boat Doc. I know someone right now is reporting me to PETA. They're like, he's pressure washing dogs over there. No, I am not pressure washing dogs. Dags. I'm not pressure washing dogs. Doc. Doc, D-O-C-K. And so you actually have a very high chance of people giving you referrals. You know what? It's not for me, but man, I got a couple buddies that have been affected. You know what? I got a personal trainer that was affected. I got a waiter, a waitress, a bartender, flight attendant, hotel manager, sushi chef. All right? You have a very good chance of this generating you some referrals. And
thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.